You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Louis J. Gomez.
What's up, motherfuckers? Real Ass Podcast, we're back. Huge show today. A lot of fun happening today. I'm your host, Louis J. Gomez. In studio, Chris Scopo.
What's up, buddy? How you
Zach
doing?
Zach Amico.
Howdy.
Chris Tinkle's here.
Yes.
Tinky,
yes.
You can have control of the bomb bow today, okay?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm stealing something from Bobby Kelly's YKWD podcast. I love his bomb bandana. I'm introducing the bomb bow. So if you bomb, we shoot you in the fucking head with our crossbow. And it is very painful, okay?
Yeah,
so any joke that doesn't fly...
Just aim it at me.
We're having a lot
I'm
of
just going to hold it the entire time.
Aim it at me.
Scobo just starts doing the show in MMA headgear.
Yeah. I'm going
to... Is that a period at the end of that sentence, Scopo? Are you done?
I'm getting real good at dodging shit, yeah.
I'm kidding. Don't shoot people in the fucking head with the bomb bow. I do love that toy, though.
No, this thing is not fun at
all. You're loading it backwards, Tinkle.
Well, this is going to hurt more. Look at this shit.
Very smart.
3 points.
We had a great guest today. I'm very excited. We've been doing some more guests lately. The old rule was no guests unless it was somebody fucking crazy, some special thing that happened. But lately, I don't know. There's been a vibe in the air. These things have been coming up. I've been enjoying having guests. And not that this person isn't special, but I'm just saying she's not like we've only been having like very close friends of the show back on the show.
I thought you were gonna say crazy.
We've only been having crazy
She's
bitches on the show.
Crazy, so check. We
no,
got it.
Allison Clamp was a great comedian, guys.
Hello.
Clap it up for Allison.
Yeah,
great
clap
comedian.
For me, both of you.
Terrible
person.
Facebook poster and social media.
I give great Facebook.
We're gonna get into her shit, and I want to get into it a little bit later on in the show, only because if it does go sour and you do start to hate me, I don't want it to be at the beginning of the show. I think we could have a fun time, and I figure let's get the other stuff out of the way first, okay?
Okay.
I feel like you're going to hate me.
I'm not going to hate you.
A lot of women come into these shows and they end up hating me, and I don't want that to happen at all.
I can absolutely see why, but I'm a Buddhist, so I won't hate
you. Thank you. So look, man, we got a great show planned. I will say I'm a little bit upset right now. A little bit upset. Probably more upset than Scopo that the Mets did not win the World
Thank
Series.
Yeah, that sucked. But as I was watching the game when they were losing, it did come over me. I was like, I don't gotta make out with Zach.
Yeah,
it
we made
it. Like,
we,
made,
bet?
We had a bet that if the Mets won the World Series, that he was going to make out with Zach Amico on the show
for 3 seconds,
2 seconds.
He was going to hold your head in a little. It was going to get rapey.
It's such a weird bet to me. I can't wrap my head around. Like you're going to be all joyous that the Mets win, and then it's going to drop to a low because
it just seems you're like an innocent bystander, though. Also, Zach, like
no,
you're super into it.
He's bisexual.
He's
funny. He's not sexually attracted to Scopo, but he's funny first, so he understands how hilarious the bit would be to have to make out with Scopo. Scopo's family members would kill themselves.
My dad might commit suicide. So
it would be the first case of Italian seppuku.
No one knows what that word means. Zach.
The Japanese anime thing, yeah.
Hit him in the face with the bomb gun.
I really thought I was going to get that first.
Jesus Christ. Can I just fucking throw it at him? I don't even know how to. There you go.
In fairness to the Mets, though, they did go out in the mettiest way possible.
Oh,
they, yeah. They metted so hard.
What does that mean? I don't watch sports at all.
2-0 going in the ninth.
They
the
had
pitcher
it.
Was just rolling the whole game.
He was
crushing it. Had a two-hitter going. And the ninth inning, they give up 2 runs.
And
they lose in the
12th.
Are you into sports now, Allison?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask the guys a question. Does that make the guys turned on when a chick is kind of like, they know their shit, they can throw like, you know, the mettiest thing? That was, she knew more than I knew.
I became a Mets fan this year because I started going to a bunch of games.
Oh,
this
you're
year.
A fucking phony. Okay, I get
no,
it. You're one of those people.
I'm new-ish to the city.
You weren't fucking.
You
weren't in the slums when they were 50 and 100.
No, but I'm also new to baseball. Like I just only started recently watching baseball, and I moved to New York.
Yeah,
it's
and not
I was
like it's America's pastime.
Well, yeah, but like I didn't. Yeah, I did other sports, whatever.
I'm sorry, guys. Do me a favor. Turn me down on my headphones. It is really loud. I am extraordinarily loud right now.
It's the first time you ever want yourself turned down.
I don't want myself turned down. I want everyone turned down collectively. So hold on. You were into other sports. What sports were you into?
I mean, I like football. I like. I grew up. I was a swimmer and shit. And I mean, I'll watch anything. I like. I like hockey, I like, you know. But I just never got too into baseball because I was bored by it.
It's
and then,
the
like,
worst sport. It is the worst sport on earth. I don't even get, I really truly,
I now I enjoy it.
I watched a little bit at the bar, okay, and I was kind of getting into it.
You just wanted to see me make out with Zach. That was the only reason.
I needed a separate fucking motive to just enjoy any second of the sport. It was awful. It was really bad.
Well, I started playing softball, and that made me start liking baseball more. So that's pretty much it.
Wait, what song is this?
What's happening?
The old ball game.
It's like any sport where there's guys who look like Zach, and they're on the mound pitching. And they're athletes. I can't do it, dude.
There's only one guy like that. There's only really one. Bartolo.
Yeah, the guy on the Mets. He's fucking chunky, 260. Dude.
He's the oldest pitcher to pitch in the World Series, right now?
No, he's the oldest pitcher to lose a game in the World Series. No. That's what it was, yeah.
Fred Flintstone.
Well, it's still a record.
Talking about baseball is more exciting than the actual game.
Baseball's great because it's good for you if ADD because you can like tune out a little bit and come back and you're like, okay, cool, we're still here.
So here's the thing. We're not having you guys make out now, okay? And I'm a little bit upset about it. We could turn the music off, Shelby. It was okay. We're not having you guys make out now, and I'm a little bit upset about this. I want to figure out another bet that we can make to see Chris Scopel make out Zach Amico.
I'm not
I think
this
should
lie.
Be a
you
recurring theme on the show.
Sport. I'm not going to hit that bet again. It was nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
knowing that was looming in the fucking wind right there that I had to make out with Zach.
Allison, you've done The Naked Show, which is a popular show here in New York City, and comedians, they get naked and they tell their acts, and I think it's actually kind of a cool idea for a show. I know there's varying opinions on it, but I almost kind of think of the same thing, because Scopo, you know, he'd be putting it out there, and, you know, podcasting is kind of like radio meets social media, so it's almost like a social media platform in itself. It would definitely be clipped up and put on YouTube and be spread around. It would haunt your dreams for the rest of your life.
Well, very giftable.
Your family...
I was kind of hoping that we could hashtag this is for the Mets, and like the Mets would bring me in. I would be like a guy, like take batting practice with them or something.
They call
like
you
that.
A homo.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. As long as I can fucking hang on the butt.
Hey, Frank,
kind of
nice
them.
Video. Yeah.
So, but here's the thing: it's kind of an embarrassing thing that's going to live on forever. And you have your family members that are.
No, they don't give a fuck about that.
Though. I think they would. I really do think there would be Scopo family members that would be like my fucking cousin's a queer.
No.
Yes, 100%.
No.
Do you deal with any of that shit? Because you've done The Naked Show, and it's also not even you didn't like hide it. You have like a profile picture where like you know you cover yourself
it's covered,
up
though.
But you're very open about doing the show. Have you dealt with any like backlash from like family being like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, my brother referred to it as my naked fetish once, but we just don't talk about it. But the difference between The Naked Show and something like that though is that there's no filming, we have people like checking the audience, make sure people don't have cameras out and stuff, so in a way like it doesn't live on the internet forever,
right?
Unless you want it to. So
yeah. Can you stop fucking speaking like I'm interviewing you on a science forum?
What? Am I? I'm sorry.
I asked her a question. We're just chatting for a minute.
I don't know why. Women don't like me. You're not fucking
you asked me a question and
talk.
I answered it.
No, but I know you, Allison. You don't talk like this.
Better.
You don't talk like this in real life. You're fucking Allison Clamp. You're just a fucking shithead
you
like me.
You just smoked me up.
I know. But I asked her a question and she acted like she was fucking like, well, it's a fucking...
Dude, you psychopath. And you also said, hey, in about a half hour, I'm going to drop the fucking hammer on you.
No, I didn't say I'm going to drop the hammer on her.
So there's like this looming...
I know that we have a disagreement going in, and I didn't want to start the show off with a disagreement. And
I wanted to start off by yelling at you.
I want to start saying talk right, and then when we get to the place where we have to argue, then I know you're prepared to argue.
I'll talk how I
want to
talk. Thank you very much, okay? Thank you.
Did my mic just go out? I'm dropping, Shelby. There we go, buddy. Fucked up. All right, but you get what I'm saying? She did turn into a very private. You guys all, nobody's on my fucking side on this show. That's the only, that's the difference between my show and any other show is nobody's on my side on this show. I always start off as the fucking behind the line.
I'm sorry, sir. How would you like me to speak?
Yeah, maybe she
that's much better. I would rather you do a cunty British accent than answer like you're a fucking scientist.
Yeah, I thought that she just talks like she's on NPR all the time. I don't know.
That's not what she fucking talks like, though. She doesn't talk like she's on NPR. All right. Anyway, sorry.
All right.
I apologize. All right.
All right. Well, now that Allison is super
getting
up
to
cups,
a great start.
So you, no, but you, all right. So you do these.
Out the gate.
It doesn't live on the internet, the pictures and stuff like that. But still, right. The idea does, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's known that you do it.
But I'm not ashamed of it.
No. Why did you choose to do that show?
I did it because.
In a British accent.
I did it because I wanted the challenge, and I. No, I just thought it was would be a fun, scary, terrifying thing to do, and it was a friend of mine had done the first one, or like, and said like it was great and that it gave him a lot of confidence and all this stuff. So I just figured, fuck it, let's do it. And I loved it.
What are the rules of this show of being the audience and jacking off? Are there
you're not there's anti none of whack that. Off rules?
Yeah, there are anti jack off rules. Pretty strict anti jerk off policy. The audience has the option of getting naked if they want to, which is actually great because a lot of like that's nudist type people like to come to the show because it's a place where they can be.
How
like,
many
oh.
are a lot? There's
it varies.
I've been to one of them. There was one naked
nudist.
Yeah,
was that the one that I was on?
No, I didn't see you naked.
Yeah, no, there is. It varies. Sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less. It just depends.
Are there any guys who do this show?
Yeah, a lot, dude.
Like,
it's a lot harder
to
get
guys. Do they get harder?
But first, here's the thing: it's rarely attractive people that do the show. I mean, I guess I shouldn't
not
say
always.
That. I've seen two. The two that I've seen, they weren't super like hot people, okay. And I think it's less.
But it's not about that.
It's less brave. Metzger made this point about with Caitlin Bailey. It's just really not brave. For Caitlin Bailey. Caitlin Bailey looks good naked.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Caitlin Bailey has the most perfect body on the planet, so and she is infuriating.
What is like.
I've seen her naked so much. Like, it's infuriating.
If I were to do it, like, I got a fucking little pud.
But
and
we
I
all
got
have
fucking,
insecurities, you know? Right. Like, Jason Sines has, like, a huge scar down his stomach from, you know, getting surgery.
Yeah, but if
or whatever.
I had a big dick and I was ripped and I had a huge scar,
yeah,
I think
like,
I'd look
don't
more
go
badass.
On their heart.
Yeah, like, Sagat
and Nobody. Shit. Bigger than the scar. I wouldn't give a shit about
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's going on there with a huge dick, though, because everybody's.
Yeah, they do.
Well,
I saw a couple big fucking.
Yeah,
wangs,
but there's
dude.
Growers and showers.
Eric
like,
Andre has a big old fat cock. He did it back in the day, dude.
Yeah.
And if I had that dick and that body type, I would go do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, sure. Big dick confidence, not a big deal.
Yeah. Now, granted, I understand. Also, it's definitely more nerve wracking. There's a thing, you know, being naked. It definitely adds like another element of. And I think it's here's the thing. I think it's the ultimate. I think it's a. What is that fucking sound?
I don't know. I have headphones, so.
Am I the only one who hears that?
No, there's like a humming.
We're having technical issues all day today.
Get to
today,
the chopper. That's horrible.
I hope that's not good. Ask in the chat, Shelby, if that's going out in the chat, please. Because that's going to drive me out of my fucking mind. Thank you.
Fucking mind,
Every
Shelby.
Time we're getting a rhythm, I feel
it's
like
there's
we have
a vibrator
sort of
outside
issue.
The door or something. Just rumbling every
That was
so
a real
slowly.
Boner killer.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, sorry.
No, I think that, it's when you talk about doing comedy, it's like, you know, if you do a TV show, right, if you do a late night show, they say you can't talk about certain topics. They change the parameters in a certain way and they change the variables in a certain way. And I think with the naked comedy show, it's the ultimate example of that. It's like if you can go, I was thinking about doing it before I did my Montreal set. I was thinking about running it on the naked show because I said if I could do it naked. Doing it in front of a room full of industry wouldn't be anything.
Exactly.
But I didn't do it because I have a small dick and my body isn't that great.
But also, it's just like people, you kind of just forget about it after a while.
Nope.
You do, though.
And you that's, do. No, that's I why, not, well, that's like... I wouldn't, it would be haunting my dreams to this day.
No, not
me.
You. Like, not you, the comic, don't forget that. But, like, the audience, like, after, like, one or two comics kind of becomes desensitized to it. And it's, like, not really that big of a deal. And that's, like, a big takeaway that a lot of people have said to me and to other people. That it's like, oh, yeah, you just kind of, like... stop noticing it. And then afterwards, when you put your clothes on, it's like, oh, this is a little weird, right?
I guarantee you, if a dude goes up there who's like a fucking grower, not a shower, I guarantee you that the biggest laughs are from his small dick.
Oh, 100%.
There are plenty of guys with small dicks who have gone on the show. It's a monthly show in Boston. It's been a long-running monthly show in Boston run by Andy O'Fish, and he has...
long-running. I get what you did.
Yeah. He is a micropenis.
Yeah, I know. That's you know what I mean? When he first did it in New York at
and
the
he's
pit,
done it here, too, yeah.
It
and
was
yeah.
uncomfortable. It was so on. He has the tiniest little dick. It's like the tip of a pinky.
So like if he can do it.
Yeah, no, but fuck that.
And he's a ginger. Like, oh.
Is
two
he
strikes.
Overweight too? Add that in there?
No, he's just short and kind of stocky.
He's not like ripped or in shape, but he's not like fat.
Yeah. It's not good. Zach, would you do it? You get naked.
I said, yeah, I would love to do it.
Why don't you do it?
Yeah, naked. Do it.
Zach, why don't you do the naked show?
I would love to.
Can right. we, will you well, paint real ass podcast across your stomach?
Yeah, of course.
Just wants the advertising.
Anything for you, Captain.
Thanks, buddy. That we should do that, man. We should all have a real ass podcast sponsor show. You're the only one who's going to get naked on it. Would you do it, Chris?
Absolutely not.
Tinkle?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Tinkle, you probably got a big
piece,
though.
I mean, I'm short, so yeah, it's good for my size, but I'm also a grower, not a shower, so it's like,
yeah,
it's
not.
Like,
just come out with a
size.
You should
walk
come
hard
to a show. You should,
of my life.
You should come to a show. Just come to a show and watch and see. And if
no, she
you,
means
if
sexually come to it.
Yeah. Come to not at a show.
I have porn on my hard drive.
Yeah, it's not.
So I don't
it's not a sexual thing.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. You don't think it's a sexual thing for anybody?
I mean, I know for some people, sure. But
I talk to guys that go. They're like, yeah, hold on.
Course.
When there's hot chicks, specifically like hot chicks, going on the show. I've talked to guys who are like, oh, dude, I'm going to that one.
Sure, of course.
I would say
take a mental snapshot, save it for the spank bank, whatever you got to do.
But more than half the guys probably go because they just want to look at some naked people. And for the kind of the gag of it, I'd say that a very small percentage of dudes are going for like the art and to watch the how interesting the challenge is.
The art, come on, it's stand up.
I watch it, and I watch the dudes. I was getting no sexual thrill of the dudes, so I stayed to watch the dudes and see how uncomfortable they were. It was interesting.
Did you just say you were getting a sexual thrill from the dudes?
I said I wasn't.
Okay.
But I I think I originally went in because it was Caitlin Bailey on stage. I was like, yeah, I'll look at Caitlin's tits. Why not? That'd be great, you know?
Ah, she got some fatties.
Save 50 bucks.
Do any guys like plump up in the green room?
No.
Has anybody done it with a rock hard boner?
No. Every show somebody says they're going to, and nobody ever does.
Dude, they need to. You could get a boner.
I do that, dude.
Zach, you could do
it. Like a cock boner.
Zach, please do it and get a fucking boner.
If I take fucking Cialis, I'm gonna have a heart attack on stage, and I'll be the guy that died naked on stage with half a small boner.
Mama Cass of comedy
with Three Less Podcast on his fucking thing.
Dude, half a Cialis, put some baby oil on, make it shiny. Please do it.
Dude, I really... I will go. I swear to God, we will promote it on this show. We'll promote it for weeks out. It'll be unbelievable.
I would absolutely do it.
The day of... Okay. The week before the show, you have to do this show naked.
Yeah, I don't care.
He doesn't care. I love him. I love him.
Hey, he's great.
I give zero shits, dude.
He's great. I'll absolutely have you on.
You're fun fat. Like I'm fat the way that it's just not fun. People see me with my shirt off, they're like, oh, they're a little disappointed. They're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I look like I'm about to, like, sit on a jobber.
Sit on a what?
It's in pro wrestling. The shitty guys.
Okay.
All right. Here's the deal. Right. I wanna talk about this. I lost my dog. I lost and found my dog in a 12-hour period.
Spoilers.
I did. Well, you know, they got Facebook. They know what's going on.
The second you found him, I was awake when you found him. Still, and I thought, I can't wait to hear about this on the show.
Dude,
then I was terrified for you.
It was a pretty crazy story.
I felt really bad. I was like, this sucks.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, first of all, I didn't even realize they even cared about this dog.
I believe your quote Tuesday night was, I would let someone kick my dog for $50.
Yes.
You actually said that on Tuesday night.
Yes.
He's kind of a...
I really mean that. He's, now that
he
he's
stands
back,
by that, though.
I will let somebody kick
really
my dog for $25.
Bucks.
This week, I'm hurting.
Yeah, he's a really bad housemate. He just comes all over the couch and pillows.
Yeah, my dog isn't fixed, which is my fault. I understand that. He's 9 years old, 10 years old at this point. I got him when he was 8 weeks old, and he's a dick. You come into my house. Oh, you babysat for me. Mm-hmm. You know my dog. Okay, so he jumps all over you. He's a fucking psychopath. Okay, so
typical Puerto Rican child.
No, the dog, Zach. The dog. So fucking my son's mother lets him into the backyard and. It's all fenced in, but he can get out. If he really wants to get out, he can get out into the next yard over. And from that yard, if he really wants to, he can get out into the street, okay? So apparently what happened was somebody walked by with dogs, and he started freaking out, like, on the street, jumped into the other yard, jumped out of that yard, and that person couldn't get him back into the gate. So they just fucking took him. And they were going to, like, you know, try to fucking find where he lived in the neighborhood or call the cops and whatever it was. My perspective is I just get done with Legion of Skanks. I get a text at fucking midnight. This happens in the afternoon, by the way. This is how long... She leaves to work, doesn't realize. We have two different babysitters come over. Nobody realizes this fucking dog is gone. At midnight, I get a text saying this dog is gone. Okay? So at first, I was just kind of like, oh, fuck, dude, that really sucks. Like, the sport's gone? Like, that's kind of crazy. I'm kind of upset. And I'm driving home with Dave and Mike, the intern from Legion of Skanks, Dave Smith. And we pull up to my house. And I really just didn't even think I cared about this dog. But as soon as I fucking got out of that, and I closed the door to the car, as soon as I turned my back to the car, I mean, waterfalls. I mean, like, fucking, I couldn't breathe, dude. I was at the door. Oh, Dave, Dave was in the car. Dave Smith just walked in. So Dave, the car ride home when I found out the sport was gone. You can jump on the producer mic.
Lou, start doing that thing that, like, a grieving friend of yours does, where he snaps at you, but you just have to accept him. Like, I was like, you want to drive around and look for him? He's like, he's not going to be out at this time, man. It's over.
Also, what are you going to do? See, every time I see Dave Smith, I have to rub one out. What? So fucking, yeah, man, I just fucking waterfalls. I get in, dude. I just fucking... I'm a babbling brook, dude. I mean, I couldn't believe... I really thought I didn't care about the dog anymore. Not even in the slightest bit, dude.
So he had better credits than I did.
So I post a thing on Facebook, a heartfelt thing, like 150 people share it, you know, so much fucking love. The, Sal from Practical Jokers, he shared it. I think that got a lot of people sharing it. And it is his birthday today. Happy birthday, Sal, guys. Go tweet at Sal Volcano. At Sal Volcano on Twitter and tell him happy birthday. And tell him the Realized Dude and the Realized Podcast sent you. Thanks, Dave. I'll steal the credit from you. So I post this shit. I go to bed at 5:30 in the morning. I get a fucking phone call from this chick that I know. And she's just like, I have your fucking dog. And I'm like, what? Randomly, she ended up being friends with the person that fucking was walking by that got my dog. And she's like a dog lover. So he called her and she's like, dude, bring the dog to my place. She didn't recognize that it was my dog at all. You don't realize, like I would assume that if you know me, you would just know my dog. But nobody knows what their fucking each other's dogs look like. You know what I'm saying? So she just had this dog. She was going to like post up flyers. She didn't want to bring it to the pound because she knew they would put him down. But it ended up in her care, and she saw it on Facebook, and she just broke down. She was like, fucking, oh my God, I can't believe this. So she hit me up, and I got him at like 6 in the morning. But how fucking beautiful, you missed the whole story, how beautiful is the power of social media? Because literally 15 years ago, or even like 10 years ago, where people weren't posting pictures like that and sharing stuff the same way that we share things now, she would have never known it was my dog. She's a very casual friend. We don't like see each other like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that would have just fucking been that.
She would have just had a new dog.
Yeah.
And also, Lewis, so you know, if they would have taken Sport to the pound, they just don't shoot him in the head when he walks in the door. You know, they give him a little bit of time.
They give him 72 hours.
That's it?
72 yeah. Three hours,
days,
yeah. Dude.
3 days.
And there are a lot of dogs. Oh,
shit. And then they fucking, and there's, my dog's got balls too, so nobody wants a 9-year-old, but he does look like a puppy.
And he's scared, so he's just fucking jizzing out of sadness and scared all over the place.
Licking his big red dick, just fucking, you come by his cell and it's just like this perverted fucking,
he's in a fucking death row.
Nasty dog.
He's throwing cum at the lady like something.
Exactly.
He's the worst, dude. It was fucking, I think it's an amazing thing that we have Facebook and we have Twitter and we have these things that we can now all kind of like, it's a curse and a blessing.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I've said this before, like, I don't want to know
what my... It's a curse because you got your shitty dog back.
Yeah, he does suck.
And now he's fucking third string again after James.
Dude, he fucking came in and that night, dude, he, like, he's lying down in bed with me. He starts licking my toes. And I was like, oh, I fucking hate you. Get away. Immediately. I hated him again.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he
just like a woman.
Yeah.
He probably thought he was gone forever, so he's probably pretty happy.
Did he go uptown or downtown?
I don't know. I think he just went right out the gate, which is like, I guess downtown one block. It was terrible, though. Have you ever lost a pet, Allison?
Not like fully. They've always come back.
Yeah. In the city, I assume that he gets out of the gate and he gets hit by a car or he gets eaten by a black person. No, a pit bull. I assume that, like, because there's so many pit bulls in the neighborhood, like, he was going to run up to one and just fucking get torn to shreds.
That would be my immediate... That
by the way, Dave, I told you I didn't want to, like, look around. There's no point. I did. I just, as I was crying, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm going to see his body in the street. And I just fucking, like, hysterically crying with my hood up so homies in my neighborhood didn't see me crying, looking for my dog's carcass on the street. So bad, dude. So bad. That fucking dog. That fucking dog. So anyway, speaking of Facebook, now we get to Allison.
Cool story.
Shut up. You left for it.
I heard it. You lost your dog, and then you got it. Your neighbor had it. Whatever.
Appreciate it. Allison.
Lewis.
I think you're great.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I really do.
But should I just talk like that the rest of the time? Thank you so much. You're so great. No.
You've posted some stuff on...
No, we'll have Karen on next week to do that.
You've posted some stuff on social media that's... It's a little bit troubling.
Well.
A little bit. You got a lot of heat for this last one. You got a lot of heat for the last one. I actually have two things. We talked about another one of your posts on this show before.
Okay. Really?
Weeks ago, we talked about it.
Oh, and I didn't
name
bastard.
I didn't name your name.
You should have told me.
Well, because you weren't here to defend yourself, so I didn't want to name your name when we talked about it.
No, you should have told me later.
Oh, well, no, now I'm telling you.
Okay,
now
cool.
On the show. Now it all came to fruition.
Save it for the pod.
Very awkward, right?
So the
just referred to you as that bitch without a dollar.
Aww. Yes. That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Thank you.
So, listen, let's bring up that one first. I got to pull these up.
Oh, is that you?
The
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Okay. The bartender story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, the dollar thing. Yeah. What's, I know.
What date was this? This is fucking back there. I got to pull it up.
It was like a month ago. It was that. Do you want me to say what happened? Or do you want like the exact wording?
I want the wording of the because we only got it from our perspective. Obviously, I want to hear the story. Mm-hmm. And your perspective means a million things. And I think having your perspective on this last Facebook post is going to help out a lot because I'm losing my mind over this. I really have spent way too much time thinking about your fucking Facebook post. It drives me out of my mind.
That's your problem.
It really is. So, all right,
it's my Facebook page.
Give me the general gist. I know, but it's kind of entertaining. Here's the thing. I don't have to just agree with everything that I follow. It's entertaining. That fucking, I spent an entire day on your wall posting and then getting into blocking.
Yes, you
I
did.
Love blocking female comedians because I just take their power away because they're going to always block you. They're always ready to block you. So anytime they piss me off, I just block them. I'm like, sorry, I blocked you. Sorry, bitch.
Listen, some of them block me too. So it's not just best. You. I get blocked by them too. It's fine.
Dude, you're a fucking 12-year-old girl.
I really am.
Oh my God, this is frightening.
So
I don't even want to date you.
Jesus Christ.
So look, she what was the first one about the tipping? Because this was kind of crazy.
Okay, so I had drink tickets for a show. It was when the Mets were in the playoffs and it was like end of the game. It was when Murphy got the home run.
Explain what drink tickets are.
Oh, sorry. When you're a shitty comedian, before you get paid in money, you get paid in drinks from the bar.
Yeah.
And
not just shitty comedians, you know. There's some
plenty
shows,
of great comedians. Yeah, there's a lot of bar shows. When you do bar shows,
there's a lot of bar shows that don't even do that much for you.
That's
so
true.
You know that's
and there are a lot of bar shows that are great shows that pay you in drink tickets. Mm-hmm. Anyway, getting paid in drinks. So I didn't have any cash on me. I didn't have a dollar on me in the moment, and the guy just like. So I couldn't tip him the first time. I was going to come back. I was
Can you say
back,
the
I
Facebook
had,
post first so then we you understand?
I don't know what the Facebook post was, though.
The Facebook post was, hey, bartender, stop ignoring me. I don't have a dollar to tip you. I was given a drink ticket as payment for my chosen profession.
Yeah.
That was...
Basically.
You know. So how do you know you didn't have a dollar? Did you ask
because
I
had two drink tickets. So the first drink ticket, I didn't tip him. And then... I was like planning
well,
to just.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't get a fucking. He shouldn't ignore you.
Hold on. I want her to defend herself.
But also, he like isn't doing anything. Like the act of
even
him.
Even better.
No, but I mean, honestly, like in the grand scheme of things, like a dollar when like I'm clearly like it's not like I bought a drink from him and then refused to tip him. You know what I mean? And it's like the actual amount of work that he has to. And I'm saying this as a person who has been a long time working in the food industry and like served bartended, like. I feel like you should understand, oh yeah, you're on the show, you're not like a patron at this bar. So like, yeah, I'll just take the 3 seconds to do that and raise your drink.
Can I say though, the only thing that I have a problem with, okay, is it's just the cockiness that you posted. Because I've been there before. I've 100% been there, and we used to run street teams for this very club, Stand Up New York Downstairs. Three spots this month, so I'll mention the club's name once per month on the show. For every three spots I get, I'll mention the club's name once per month on the show. So that's their one mention this month, okay guys? So, you know, we used to, a lot of it, like our street team guys, they got free drinks. The comics that worked on the shows got free drinks. And the street team guys specifically were broke ass fucking comics. And a lot of the times they wouldn't tip out and the bartenders would get annoyed. It's not really part of the bartender's job. They got their own problems. They got their own shit. They don't really care that we run the show and we're performing our craft. It's kind of lost in almost like the, there's so many people between the producer of the show, the guy who booked it at the bar, whatever, for the bartender to kind of not get paid for it. At the very least, I think you should explain it to him and be like, hey, like, I don't have any money. They pay us in drink tickets. I'm really sorry. And it shouldn't be like, hey, fuck you for ignoring me. Because at that point, he's kind of ignoring you because you just kind of stiffed him. He doesn't know all that other shit. He doesn't know that you're a young comic and you're struggling, you know?
I feel like he knows if you're paying with a drink ticket that, like, the bar is basically paying for the drink and the bar should also be covering the bartender. But either way, it's like, it's not like he was busy and I was like trying to take away from like him actually making money. He was literally just standing like there watching the game and just like during, like not even like during the game, like during a timeout or whatever. He just like wouldn't even acknowledge me. You know what I mean? Commercial break.
This story's falling apart.
Huge Mets fan. There's a timeout.
I never said huge Mets fan. I said new Mets fan.
She was like, they had just done kickoff.
They're down by a touchdown.
Whatever. He was just like blatantly ignoring me and whatever. I probably did overreact, but I was a little drunk and irritated.
And that's when you posted it?
And I was like, yeah, I posted it in the moment.
And I assume that the other comics who were using drink tickets probably tipped, which is why he was like, fuck that chick.
But also, it's like, it's literally like a second out of your time, and like this dollar that I'm giving you.
Yeah,
isn't
he works
gonna...
on tips. So.
I know that. I also work on tips.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And we do this thing in comedy as well.
But also, like, I was going to come back and tip him the second time. I like had I went and got money to tip him.
I completely
And
understand.
I had money in my hand, and I was like, dude, I'm here to tip you, but like, you're not...
But you get what I'm saying? It's not even so much. I get what you're... I kind of agree. I understand that. I'm not even faulting you. If you had no money to tip the guy and, you know... And if he was a dick and said, hey, I'm not going to fucking serve you, I think he's kind of a dick. If you came to him and said, hey, look, I don't have any cash. They pay me in direct tickets. I'm so sorry. I understand. I think he'd be totally cool with it. I understand. He's probably been broke before as well. We've all been that broke, you know? But it was just the cockiness, Allison.
Sure, yeah, I'm cocky sometimes. And then like you are also a cocky person.
And then
like
you
also
it.
Say things like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. Like I was irritated in that moment, so I ranted on Facebook. That's most of what Facebook is. You know? And like probably was I overreacting. Sure, we've all overreacted to like the person who's walking too slow on the subway stairs or whatever. Like it's just
that's not overreaction. You can literally push them down the stairs, in my opinion. And that's an underreaction. I'm okay with that. Tinkle just watched me, literally just watched me on the subway kick a guy in the back of his foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lewis just beat up an old Chinese man and stole his hat.
I thought you were ready. That was good.
So, look, we're not ganging up on you. I'm just saying, if you even admit now that, like, maybe I kind of reacted.
No, I was being a dick.
Why wouldn't you even delete the post, though?
Because I'm not ashamed of... I'm not going to... I feel like that's a cowardly move. You know, it's like being like, oh,
what if you just hit the edit button and just change it to, this bartender's so cool at this bar, you guys should come and tip him a lot of money.
I still think he's cool. Like, I still think he's a dick. Also, like, I can tell when servers and bartenders are just being dicks for the sake of being dicks because I've worked in the industry for a long time.
You know what I did one time on my Facebook? Because you can edit. I, for no reason, I just trolled, like, my Christian friends and fans. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, like if you think God is good. And then after I got, like, 40 likes, I edited it to like if you touch kids. Yeah.
Good one.
That was a real thing. It was great.
Where's that crossbow?
Well, you know.
I can't hold. I just want to throw it at him. Like the actual crossbow.
It's true. I did that. It wasn't even a joke. I was telling you a story. It was a true story.
He spent so much time on Facebook.
What?
That's his best friend.
I like Facebook.
Facebook is his best friend.
I wish I didn't like it so much.
I love blocking people. I love posting. Oh, you're
James gets me 122 likes.
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, dude. James kills it on Facebook.
Oh, he kills it, yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
You would have 9 followers.
If you lost James, that would have been so many shares.
Oh, dude.
James opens up everybody's, like, the algorithm, so people see all my other shit because they like James's shit so much. So now when I post stupid pictures of, you know, my times at Fridays, now everyone's clicking on it. See, I know how it works. Me and Allison, we get social media. So Allison, this latest post.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
This is the one that got everyone talking. This is your best work.
Thank you. Broke the internet.
Dear comics, this is a really great example of how not to talk to each other. And in parentheses, met this comic at a show I was working on. Gee, I hope he booked me. And then it is a screen grab.
Notice I didn't even gender that. I didn't say female comics. I just said, let's not talk to each other.
It's a dude.
It's a dude, but of all course right. It's a dude. But I didn't.
You did say, hope he books me.
Yeah, but I didn't say like,
gendered.
No, but what I'm saying is I didn't say like, don't talk to female comics like this. I'm just saying like, don't talk to each other like this. You know what I mean? Like,
right, I get what you're saying.
I just felt like he was being disrespectful.
You're right. You were being very fair. So she posted a picture of herself. No, I'm sorry. He sent you a picture of yourself, which is a screen grab, I guess. And then what he wrote underneath it was, I have not stopped thinking about your smile since Friday. I hope I see you around at more shows soon. In my opinion, a very sweet opening when you're, you know, trying to hit on a chick.
Lewis would have added a smiley face, but other than that,
Scobo, have you ever sent a girl a picture of herself?
No, it's creepy.
Thank you.
But I wouldn't.
I think it's good. It wasn't like a hidden cam photo from a fucking naked show. He showed a lot of restraint.
Listen to me. I think you're right. I think it's a little weird. And when I first started commenting on this post, I didn't realize that he had sent a picture of you. I didn't.
Because that's the, if it had just been that message, whatever. But it's just, and also just weird because it's like, I literally met him, we exchanged names, and I was like, oh yeah, we're both comics. And that was it. So that's just like a weird first thing to say to somebody that you've only exchanged names with.
I just think you should have just been like, hey, this is making me feel weird.
And I did talk to him about it directly. And I was like, oh, because then I told him, I was like, well, I'm not smiling in this picture. And then he was like, oh, but I like your hair. And I was like, oh, that's creepy. Like, he was like, you know, like one touch away from saying skin, you know? Okay. And he was like, I don't think it's creepy. Sorry, I have a problem with compliments. And I was like, well, it's different if you were like, you have a lovely smile, or if you're like, I haven't stopped thinking about your smile since Friday.
But you're also putting putting that on there. Because yeah. I read it as, I've not stopped thinking about your smile since Friday, which still, is very like, nice. But I could also go, you have a beautiful
smile.
But
that's clearly him trying to hit. I mean, it's just like, I don't like that. Like,
I agree.
And all I'm saying is, I don't like this. Like, that's all I'm saying. And I talked about it with him, and we talked about it. And then he was like, oh, okay. He's
yeah,
like,
but after you put it on your
yeah,
Facebook,
I don't understand why you got to put it on like, social media.
He didn't see it, though.
Like, well, so why are you going to talk about it now? So
because it's like, I'm just throwing it out there like, hey, here's a tip. People don't like this.
Nah, you were.
Let me say this, Allison. I've seen you also a few times. You do this thing, and I've coined the term. It's my new term, man shaming. I've seen you man shame before. I've seen you post other things where something along the lines of, "Hey, I've left my house for 10 minutes, and this many guys have said this to me. Whatever it is." It's kind of a
thing. Is that man shaming?
Kind of, yeah.
No, it's not.
I'll tell you.
Uh-oh. She's getting heated.
I think it's a kind of like, and you called me, you called me a troll for going on your wall and posting stuff. I almost feel like you're trolling the people that are following you on Facebook by posting this type of stuff because it gets such a heated reaction out of guys because I think every guy reads something like this and they've been there before where they wanted to take a shot and they wanted to like go hit on a chick that they found attractive and then they see this and they go, ah, fuck, dude, that just hurts. It kind of, it brings us all back to that moment where
see,
you go to kiss
projecting.
A girl.
See, you're all just projecting, though. This isn't even about me or what I posted, because what I posted in the grand scheme of things wasn't that bad. I didn't say anything negative about him. I didn't call him a creep in the post. I didn't say, like, fuck this guy or, like, anything like that. All I said was, like, hey, here's a tip. Don't talk to people like this because they don't like it. That's all I said. It's like if I were playing a video game and I was like, hey, I've played this game before. Watch out for this fucking dragon around the corner.
But you don't talk. All this guy did, in my opinion, was take a shot.
Watch out for this dragon that likes your smile.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Dragon. Like, it doesn't matter what you guys think of it. What matters is what I think of it. And if I didn't like it, I'm allowed to say, like,
well,
hey, I don't
secret,
like this.
You like post it publicly.
Yeah, you post
why
it publicly.
Why does it have to be a secret?
No, it doesn't got to be a secret, but you post it publicly.
I hid his identity. Which, nobody knows who this is.
Allison, you post it publicly, which draws everybody's opinions. That's why you're on the show right now.
Yeah.
So this is why when you say nobody cares about the opinions, people are listening to the show because they
care
about
our
opinions.
I didn't say nobody cares. That's not what I said. I'm just saying, like, you can't tell me how to feel about this.
I'm not telling you how to feel at all. I'm just saying it's a...
Yeah, we're not telling you how to feel. We're just saying that you're wrong. Right? Like,
well, you can't
like
say
your feelings are incorrect.
Right.
You can feel
I just think
way.
It was a shitty thing to do. I would just...
All right, and that's fair.
Hey, don't do that again, please. It makes me inappropriate.
Look,
it makes me feel weird.
Yeah,
don't
and I told him that, too.
I just wouldn't
but it's
put
also
anything
like,
on Facebook.
Hey, here's a heads up. You have no idea how many fucking annoying, creepy bullshit comics hitting on, like, inappropriately or just, like... that I don't want and aren't well. Like it's not like I gave him any sort of green flag of
can
like.
Can I say this though? You, I feel like you're, and this is what a lot of women do. So I'm not just going to say you, but I feel like you guys pick and choose how you want to be hit on and by whom you want to be hit on. You're like, that's not really.
It's so
reality.
Weird. It's like we're all individuals with different wants and needs. It's
no,
so
but
weird.
But you can't be mad because this guy takes a
I'm
shot when
mad.
You're okay with the next guy who takes
Here's
a shot.
Here's the thing is, I wasn't even that mad. It was just like, hey, here's a heads up. This isn't a cool way to be. Like, that's literally all it was. I'm not angry. I'm not like, fuck this guy. Like, him, me and this guy are like, we had a conversation after this. Like, it's fine.
If I was this guy, I would be fucking furious with you. I'd be like, dude, I know you didn't put my name out there, but it's a weird
power
move.
But I blocked him
move.
From seeing
but
it.
He so knows how I text.
No, I blocked him. I blocked him from seeing it.
The third time this fucking week.
Unless he's on a friend's account and happens to see it, he won't see it.
Wait, so you...
He probably was. I guarantee you
saw
it.
But you blocked him too?
I blocked him
from seeing it, but you wanted him to learn a lesson, though. But you blocked him from seeing
it. About,
you know, if
no.
you're gonna do it, let him fucking see it.
It wasn't about him learning a lesson. It wasn't about. Here's the thing: is it wasn't about shaming him. If I was trying to shame him, I would have fucking put his name on.
The trying
post.
To shame every man, and I think
yeah,
that's
no.
Picture.
I'm not trying to shame any man.
Hold on, let me listen.
Who better to teach men how to hit on people than people who get hit on by men?
Let them learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you're kind of ignoring that point though, Allison. And like I said, I don't get heated.
I feel like you're ignoring mine though.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I feel like you, if you were against hooking up with, and I don't know your history, so I don't know. But let's just say I'm assuming everybody has hooked up with a comic before, right?
Yeah, of course.
You probably hooked up with a comic or two in your day, right?
Yeah, plenty of comics.
Okay.
But I'm also dating somebody. So you were my first one.
But hold on.
Fuck, I wish
it's not like you have this weird thing where like, oh, we're comics. This has to remain professional. It's just he wasn't the right comic and he didn't do it in the right way.
I'm not just gonna like, oh, you're a comic, great, let's fuck. Like the comics that I've fucked. No, but like, that's what this is though. He's hitting on me immediately after meeting me. It's not like I'm like, well, oh, we were talking and there was kind of some flirtation.
So he's not a fucking psychic. How do you know this guy just doesn't have good game? That's what it seems like.
He doesn't have good game.
But that's all it is.
And I'm not, here's the thing though, is I'm not shaming him. I'm just being like.
You're saying, dudes, don't take a shot. You're saying to every man.
I'm not saying don't take a shot.
Don't take a shot because I.
Can we stop pretending like it's the bravest thing in the world to fucking talk to a woman?
It kind of is.
It really fucking is difficult.
You don't know.
Chris Tinkle,
look at me.
It's fucking difficult.
Yeah. Look at this shit.
Because you talk to women like they're fucking less than you. Like,
no,
if you just talk,
dude, no.
I'm not saying, but
like, the hardest to hit on a chick. The hardest to hit on a chick.
Dude, I have 3 moments in my life that I have like fucking taken shots and they failed miserably and I still think about them and it was like once I was 12, 17 and like 20.
Yeah,
like,
you need to get rejected more.
That's a person telling you I don't like you. It's basically saying that I don't get rejected
by people all the time. Like I have plenty. There have been plenty of guys that I've really liked.
Yeah, but those are called bookers.
Allison, don't get heated.
But I'm not getting heated. You guys are getting heated also. I'm just saying like women also get rejected. It's not like
not anywhere near at the same rate. You understand?
Not even close.
I mean, you're a beautiful girl.
Here's the thing, but I'm not the type of person. I'm sure there are so many different types of women. But like, I've never, if a guy earnestly and nicely was like trying to hit on me, and most women just try to be as polite as possible. You usually try to say like, oh, thank you, no, thank you, I'm not interested, or like, I have a boyfriend, or like whatever dumb lie.
I'm a lesbian.
Like, a lot of guys then don't take that for an answer and just keep hitting on you and keep hitting on you, and that's why it gets frustrating, and that's why we get upset about this shit.
Yeah, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's, in my opinion, that's just not really that big of a problem in the world. I don't know. I never said it was the biggest problem in the world. Yeah, but when you post something
like that. I feel like everyone
like
else
reacted. It's very provocative. The post you did, you knew people were going to click on it and going
to
comment on it.
I didn't expect to get this much reaction. I honestly didn't.
I mean, dude, people.
I feel like I've posted harsher things than this before. So, like, I was surprised at how much reaction it got. And I feel like it's just a lot of people projecting their previous bad experiences onto me. But that's not my problem. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but aren't you projecting your previous bad experience onto this guy?
All I'm doing is saying this is something.
About the guy who keeps on going, because you don't even know this guy. You told me you just met this guy.
Well, that was extrapolating on another thing. But, like, also, it's just like, hey, dude, I just met you, and, like, not
for
nothing.
Hold on, I got to look up what extrapolating means.
Not for nothing, like, I'm an attractive person, and honestly, this guy was like, you shouldn't be hitting on me. Like, it's just not, and that's, like, that's. Now I'm going to get shit on for saying that, but it's also like.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Dude, you just hurt the audience.
I don't give a shit. Like,
okay, what if a guy did that to a girl? If a girl was like, hey, I think you're really cute. I'd love to see you again. And he was like, look at this creepy bitch.
That's not what I say to him. Like, I didn't say that to him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
If a guy did that to a chick, he'd be a piece of shit.
But yeah. I don't say that to their fucking face, though. Like, I'm just saying, though. Like,
you put it for everyone but them to see in the world.
I didn't say that on the post either. All I'm saying that to you guys now is that I'm like, this guy had no business hitting on me, honestly.
So he wasn't up to your level, you're saying?
No, I was like, I would never, like.
So you're.
But, like, physically, if we're going on purely physical, which, like, that's what this is, like, we do that. Like, let's not pretend like we don't do that. Like, if we're looking for a sexual partner, obviously you need to be attracted to them.
Right.
So
he just had no business in your house.
But also, I wasn't angry at him for hitting on me. Like, I wasn't like, fuck this guy or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, to send a woman a picture of herself as a first communication is not cool, and just don't do that. Like, just do anything but that is literally all I'm saying. And all this other stuff is just, like, extra.
It's not like he printed it out and came on it and then sent it to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's shitty and weird, but it's also not,
it's
like...
It's weird, but it's not awful.
But just, I never said, I was like, I was never like, burn this guy at the stake. I was never like, you know...
Yeah, but you putting out there is, like, trying to, like...
It's a friendly tip. Hey, guys.
No, it wasn't.
Don't do this.
Well, it was, like, hurting someone's feelings.
Picture, by the way?
It wasn't hurting anybody's feelings.
You get a picture from your Facebook? Or like
from my Instagram.
Your Instagram.
Oh, so he looks. Yeah, he's a weird motherfucker.
He's a psychopath. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Look, here's the end. But also,
he like
when
went you, back weeks.
When
like,
you say that he, you know, he was, you know, below your level physically, I'm assuming he probably also doesn't have the. If it's a dude who's fucking not a super attractive dude, he probably doesn't have great social skills as well.
And he probably could have lent you a dollar.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing is that when I met him, the conversation was, oh, blah, blah, your name. Oh, I have this show. Like, you should come by. Like, you should do my show.
Yeah, but everybody's got
and
a
then,
show.
Yeah, I don't care. But it's like, I'm not even like, I care about doing a show, but it's like to open the door with like, hey, come do my comedy show. And then for the next thing for you to say to me is like, hey, and also I'm going to hit on you now. Like, that's...
But we do that. We all comedians fuck each other.
Yeah, you know, but it's like, not till I know you, bro. Like, I don't know
you. Hold on, how does he know that,
though? And also, I have a boyfriend,
though.
Not that you know that, because he didn't
have... But how does he know that you don't...
I'm not
going to
fuck you right off the bat, though.
Hold on, he didn't say, hey, let me fuck you.
I know
that. He messaged you later on and said in a pretty nice way, hey... I haven't stopped thinking about your smile.
Minus the picture, it was the picture really puts it over the
edge. The message wasn't the problem. Yeah. The picture was the problem. The picture makes it creepy.
Well, you said have this how not to talk to each other. I mean, it's the whole thing. You didn't just say, hey, don't send a picture.
Yeah, I guess I could have worded the original post better, but like, sorry. I don't know.
But just
you can edit my Facebook post from now.
The picture is weird.
Can I?
Yeah,
it, it ended up being like a, like almost a bigger issue because people started like arguing about it.
Because people kept putting all this extra shit on it. But literally all I'm saying is, hey, it's creepy to send a picture of somebody to them. When you just met them,
it's look, dude. Here's the thing: if you would have just said that, I think
I was
nobody
stalking your Instagram.
Yeah, but
and
if you're all wild
picture,
up, dude, and all like,
if
you
nobody,
know, like,
nobody would have said that.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking if you like, if he's a dude, he just misread your signal. So I'm sure he went home. He was all charged up because he talked to you. He went on. He found your, you know, I'm sure he sent that thing after he had whacked off to one of your photos. I'm just telling you. And so he sent it. He was all excited, and you know, you just don't think straight when you're like. You know, so
Maddie, do you have some YouTube comments? All right, what do we think here? What do the fans think? Because I'm really trying. I'm trying to be a fair, unbiased.
I think this is going to be ugly.
I talked to a lot of guys who agree that sending a picture is creepy.
Okay.
No, we're not saying it's not creepy.
We all agree.
It's fucking creepy.
Thank
Yeah, it's not good.
It's really hold on. What do they say in the
you
chat?
Cut your eyes out.
We don't think you should have put it on Facebook. That's the thing.
That'd be awesome. You're next with the picture.
Go ahead, Maddie.
Let's see. Well, Kayvazi said she looks like she has a huge 80s bush.
All right, that has
how
nothing to do
with
it.
There's a lot of, like, this well, chick has
I don't
cunt
know,
face.
Come on, give us something relevant to
and
what
that's
the argument
it's
is.
It's harder for women in comedy.
Oh, God, we'll get
well,
into
after,
that.
Oh, my God. Shit.
After she complimented herself, his A24 says she's a brighty looking six.
That's mean. Come on,
don't tell me fair, just seven.
Maddie, you're killing
me. Maddie, stop doing the mean ones. I want relevant.
Mean. There's nothing nice here. I'm sorry.
Shocking.
I told you it was mean. It's
shocking.
Just nothing that I looked.
Maddie,
shocking.
I want something relevant
okay,
to the conversation.
She's an Alabama 10.
She's an Alabama 10.
That's
a compliment.
Right?
Dude, comedy 10.
What's Maddie that? Comes alive when he's given bad news.
Yeah,
he needs to do that from now on, dude. When he's dropping that asshole hammer, he's killing it, dude.
I should read the hate mail.
Yeah. All right, Maddie, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for the chat. I apologize. Look, the bigger argument ended up being about how hard women have it in comedy and how this ended up being an example of how hard women have it in comedy. And I just can't... You said it right
there.
Which
is never what I said.
I know.
That was not what I said in that post. I wanted that to be on the record, that other people started saying that shit.
But do you agree that this is an issue in comedy
not,
that makes it difficult for women?
I'm not saying that this post is indicative of why women have it harder in comedy. I think... Women have it harder in some ways, and we have it easier in some ways. And ultimately, though, I think overall it is harder.
Why?
Because a number of reasons. One, like literally every, like the amount of sexual, awkward, uncomfortable interactions I've had to have with comedians that like you guys don't have to worry about having with each other. Like that's uncomfortable.
I almost had it with Zach. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, but.
It was going to be weird around here for a few weeks after that, trust me.
I mean, like, yes, of course. Do I get opportunities sometimes? Like, do I get to meet people or, like, have I gotten to sit at the table in the cellar because I'm a cute girl or whatever? Yeah, of course. But also it's because, like, regardless of what your listeners think, like, I am attractive. So, like, if I was, like, a fat pig, I probably wouldn't be getting those just because I'm a woman. And if you want to talk about, like, getting booked on things just because we need a girl, like, what happens there is that you end up getting booked on shows before you're ready. You get booked on shows with people that you shouldn't be have no business being on shows with. And then in comparison, because you're a newer comic... you look worse because you are worse. And then people walk away from that being like, oh, that was the only woman on the show. She wasn't as funny as other people. Women aren't funny.
Right.
You know? And that's and then you get to be shooting yourself in the foot because you get seen before you're ready for shit.
Yeah, Shel.
This just came in on the chat. She has DMV employee face.
DMV employee face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's stop reading those.
Yeah.
We're trying to prop her up, dude,
yeah,
guys.
We're not helping.
That No, well, that's also, like, that kid has no effect over me. I don't give a shit.
Who?
I'm totally fine.
Shelby?
No, the comments.
Oh, comment? Care. Yeah. No, she's got a thick skin, which I like.
I know what the internet is.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are the YouTube comments mean? Are your YouTube comments mean sometimes?
So,
I didn't know that.
Okay. So here's the thing, right? Like, I think that this is the, we're the we're an industry, and it's one of the only industries where our social life is completely ingrained in our job. Like we've talked about this before about why people don't quit comedy. It's because, you know,
Where your friends are.
Your entire social life ends up being comedy, and the 10 or 15 years it takes for you to figure out whether or not you can make it, by then it's too late. It's like fucking I give up everything I know or I kill myself, you know? So I think that in comedy, you end up getting a lot of people hooking up, a lot of people flirting, saying inappropriate stuff to each other. You know, there was a one chick who posted under this, and she had a, you know, she had a really, really good point. Who the fuck was it?
Corey?
No, no, it wasn't Corey. Corey, I blocked her. That chick. No, it was somebody that was against you.
Was it Shay?
Here, I'll look for it in a minute. But, you know, we just don't have a PR department. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying, like, comics shouldn't, like, hit on each other, because, like, I've fucked plenty of comics and I'm dating a comic now, so, like, that would make me a hypocrite. But, like, so there's, in general, and I get it, like, we're a bunch of socially awkward, weird people that are all thrust together in a very social environment, so, of course, people are going to be uncomfortable and weird with each other. I've been uncomfortable and weird with plenty of people. But just, like, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of, we're just getting back to, like, the original thing of the post. If, with that stuff, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, man.
But it's like, when I've fucked comics, it's because I prefer to fuck people that I feel comfortable with, that I, like, know a little bit.
But how does anybody really know that, you know?
You just, like, spend time, like, at shows or mics or whatever together. You get to know each other. You're hanging out. Yeah. You're drinking. One thing leads to another. You hook up. Like, that's what happens. It's fine. But, like...
Why don't you put tips on your Facebook wall, like, how to fuck you?
But also then, like,
and
when...
And help out people.
Well, you can't because I have a boyfriend. But, like...
he can post on his Facebook wall.
Yeah, and then he'll just block you, and then you won't know that he's writing that. We all win.
Sure, yeah, I'm sure he'll do that.
So far on my Twitter poll, who has it harder in comedy, men or women? 58% of the people say men, 42% women, so it's very close. We'll keep on checking in on the Twitter poll throughout the show.
No, but it's like people want to talk to you because they want to fuck you, and then once it's clear in however way that you're not going to fuck them, then, like, that whole connection is then lost. So it's a lot harder to build a network. Like, you guys can, like, hang out and, like, be buds, be bros, like, whatever. But, like, any time that I hang out with a male comic, there's, like, 9 times out of 10, the first time we're hanging out one-on-one, there's going to be some weirdness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm not saying, like, this shouldn't happen. I get it. It happens. I know that it happens because it constantly happens to me. And I'm not blasting out every guy that's, like, ever hit on me. Like, it's not what I'm doing. That's not the point.
Just the unattractive ones.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, don't send people pictures of other people. Like, it's just that's all that was.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, we're almost putting the parentheses of, like, comics
but then it's like, okay, like, I like you. I like you, so I'm going to set you up at this club or, like, whatever it is. And then, like, once it's like, oh, and then I tried to fuck you and you said no thank you.
But isn't that even at your day job, or I don't know if you have a day job anymore, but at any job that you have, if you hang out one-on-one with a guy in the office, isn't that going to be the dynamic? Why does it almost,
no.
I feel like we put, I think it really does. No, anytime I've hung out with a chick one-on-one, almost always.
But here's the thing, though, is what bothers me the most is that when guys use comedy as a way to try to fuck me, like, because that's fucked up, I think. Like, I had a guy
that's
once,
why every single one of us does comedy.
No, yeah, I get that.
It's a way
do
for
comedy.
Us to try to fuck because
female
we have
comics?
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Anyone,
yeah,
anybody.
Fuck other people. I get it. But don't be like, hey, let's start a podcast together and then record an episode of a podcast with me and then afterwards ask me on a date and then I say, oh, no, thank you. Like, I don't think it's a good idea for us to date. And then, oh, suddenly there's no podcast. You know what I mean? Like, shit
weird.
Like that. Yeah, but it's like, why did you make that weird? Like, why did you ask me out?
Yeah, he fucked up.
Like,
yeah. I'm just saying, like, that's just one example of, like, many times when it's been, like, like, they're all, like, my social, I was thinking about this the other day, like, so much of my social network has just been built through, like relationships that ended up becoming, like, sexual, and then it's weird. And so now, like, that bridge is kind of, like, falling off, and I can't use it anymore. You know what I mean? It's just, like, it's just a part of the trade, but it does suck.
That actually would have been a fucking awesome podcast. It's just every episode is this dude trying to be, like...
What went wrong?
Yeah, every episode.
Just call it what went wrong.
Yeah,
I think it's called Guys We Fucked.
Nice. There we go.
I think that exists.
So, you know, I think the problem ends up being that women use that scenario, and that does suck. You're
also,
right.
Like,
that,
why am I representing does, all women? Like, I'm that, just saying what my experience
right,
is.
Right, but I've talked to a lot of women in comedy, and I hear this over and over again. So... I think that is a problem in comedy. You're right. I just don't look at that as being
that big of a deal.
Because what if it's like let's say, but, the, no, well, but let me pose a hypothetical for you.
Well, I apologize because I want to answer just that one thing, because this chick, me and that chick, Corey Spencer, mm-hmm. who I don't know at all. I don't know if she's funny. Corey. I don't know she's if she's great. She might be unbelievable. We got into it. This is one of the ones that I blocked on her wall.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking 6-year-old. Yeah, I said, such a fucking... Because
I ended up saying that women have it easier in comedy, and then she started losing her mind on me. And I was like, this isn't going to go anywhere good. But that was the point she was making. She was like, you know, she didn't even really touch on that as much. And I'll talk about the point that she made. But you hear from a lot of women that, oh, yeah, you don't know if a guy's trying to fuck you or if he's trying to actually have some sort of serious working relationship with you. And yeah, I get it. That's a very real thing. And that thing sucks. But if that's the biggest problem in comedy for women, I don't think that that means it's harder for women. I think the fact that if you're a woman, and this is just, I think it's a fact, and I think it's undeniable, if you get as funny as Chris Tinkle, okay? Allison, you personally, if you get as funny as Chris Tinkle, who's been doing comedy for a very, very long time, is really, really funny, but he's a fucking normal just white guy, you know what I'm saying? If you get as funny as him, you'll be a fucking headliner. You'll be on TV, you'll be a star. That's a fact. Tinkle's having a hard time. Not having a hard time. You're doing great. You're headlining. You're doing shit. But you're not a household name.
He featured for you last night.
He's it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, opened up for you last night.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going fucking great.
That sucks.
Yeah, I was born with this face, and I'm your opener now. What the fuck just happened, dude?
You really demoted. You cut the podcast.
I'm full screen after fucking Chris Scobo. Fuck you, actually. Yeah, hold on. It just all came together now. Hold on. I'm gonna go post something on my Facebook wall about how this.
But Chris can feature for you and know that you're not maybe. Be just trying to fuck him.
No, no, no.
He knows stays sober.
I am trying to fuck him.
You were not spot. In the car ride last night.
You didn't even know what happened. Dude, I remember one time me and Tickle went on the road together, and it was a beautiful hotel, and it was a glass encased shower in the center of the room.
In the center of the room.
So it was for couples. So it was a glass shower, and Tinkle took a shower in his swimming trunks.
Well, let's say first, you went in the center of the room, buck naked, and we're putting your ass cheeks and your fucking hole up against the...
I spread my ass, and I pressed the hole up against the window.
While I'm trying to iron my shirt to get ready for the show.
Yeah. So.
Because that was the only time.
So you don't know me, Allison. That's the point. All right. So you're saying, like, you can go and feature for a guy and you don't know if he wants to fuck you. It's like, you know, all right, I understand. That's a legitimate problem. But when you put that on a scale, how
also,
do you.
Also, like, I'm not going to get asked by a dude to feature for him, probably unless he does want to fuck me. You know what I mean? Or, like, unless we have, like, a good, like, actual solid friendship. But, like, it's just weird. And I'm not saying that's the biggest problem, but also there's, like, the idea of, like, oh, there can only be one woman, or like there's more women comics.
I don't think there can only be one woman. I think there's a movement of there has to be a woman on the show. And I don't think there's ever been a show where it's like, dude, we need to have a fucking guy. It's always there's too many guys. Ah, dude, we have too many white guys. We need a black guy. We need a Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah,
we need
so
a woman.
So how is that different from like a black comic?
But there's like the diversity movement only works in your favor. There's no movement against, you know, Hispanic comics or female comics. It's like we're moving toward everyone being included, even though I may be less funny than Chris Tinkle or Dave Smith or whoever it is, because they're white guys, they may be moved off of a show for me or you.
But there's
and that's
also
kind of
so
unfair to
shows.
The funniest person out there.
There's so many shows, there's so many jobs, and it's like maybe you don't get this
dude,
one
as a white
show.
Person, it's a struggle, right, Dave? Just every day I get up, dude. It's just like
I'm always looking for the white man struggle. I really am. I'm for you guys.
But you're saying like shouldn't white guys like be better because like you've had the reins for so long? You know what I mean? It's just like also.
What do you mean?
Well, tell the white people that are in charge.
Hold on. I want to know what that means.
I mean, that's just like an argument that people make about
we should be funnier than
no. Just like
people?
in general in society, like straight white men have had the control and the power forever. So. Like, if there's... That's, like, the argument for affirmative action, right? That, like, well, if you're here and you're white and there's, like, some black person or woman or whoever and they're here also and they haven't had all the opportunities you've had, then, like, shouldn't you be up here? Like, why should they be equal to you when you've
what
had more opportunities?
They had
I don't know. I'm just saying generally that's, like, the argument for affirmative action. Like, that's why people say that you should have it to, like, make up for the gap. You know what I mean?
But isn't that what... getting more diverse shows on purpose is kind of affirmative action. So that is them getting opportunities.
Yeah, but
so
also
why
like
would,
there's
why
still...
would straight white guys have to be better?
I'm just saying like there's still plenty of shows. There's so many shows. There's so many shows. There's so many spots. Like maybe you didn't get that one spot, but you'll get the one tomorrow.
Real ass poll, 60% say men have it harder in comedy. 40% say women. You think women have it harder in comedy completely.
Not, I'm just saying like there's just a...
No, I want.
Yes, I mean, in some ways, yes, men have it harder, and in some ways, women have it harder.
Okay, we're trying to get to the bottom line. You're representing all women in comedy on today's show.
But that's the problem.
No, that's not the problem. That's why we have you here today,
but like,
Allison.
Why should I be? You know, like,
Because you've been chosen by me. I think it's an honor. You
but it's
be...
like no one person
and
should be...
appointed by the Gomez.
No one
Bonnie
person
McFarlane
should be
didn't call Lewis back, so you're here.
Like, is Zach representing all bisexual people right now?
Yes,
like...
that's a good idea.
He does that to me every week.
Yeah.
Zach. Right. But I'm just saying, like, that
Zach,
logic
you're
is
a half
flawed.
A fag. What do you think?
That logic is flawed because, like, there are many women who disagree with me. You know what I mean? So, like, I shouldn't be representing all women. I'm representing myself.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not saying it's the worst, but, like...
Can we, real quick,
because now is the best time to be a woman in comedy, so there's that.
I want to keep this going, and I want to get Allison's opinions on a couple things as well. Maddie, do you have your segment prepared?
Please.
Let's go with
Maddie, bring in some MMA news.
MMA. Do you watch mixed martial arts at all, Allison?
No.
Okay. Well, you're going to learn a little bit here today. You're a bandwagon baseball fan.
Hey, I'll bandwagon.
I think we can fucking have you jump on board with an MMA, and it's a way more exciting sport.
I'm open to it.
Thank you. I like Allison.
Thank you.
Who's your favorite Met, by the way?
Well, it used to be Murphy, but I guess I can't really say that anymore. I don't know.
I don't even know if that's a real Met.
I was hoping she was going to say Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah. I was like, I'm
Mike
gone
Piazza.
Over
Mrs. Met.
The Maddie Jester Skulls MMA segment of the day.
Two for all things yes. in the world of MMA. It's the Maddie Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day.
All right. That was a little break from that, huh? Gets into some different fighting.
Yes.
Two parts this week. Quick update on Nick Diaz. Looks like he'll be serving 18 months.
Okay.
It's going that route and knocking his fine down to $100,000.
Beautiful. Down from $500,000, right?
No, it was $165,000, I believe.
Okay.
Going along with that, looks like GSP might be coming back.
Ooh.
Yes.
What do you mean?
He's doing, and I think this kind of goes in with Nick Diaz, and I think like, they've been kind of going back and forth. Like, he was supporting Diaz through this whole thing and whatnot. I think he might want to fight him. So what he's going to do is he's going to have a
Diaz is like, nah, fuck that. Fuck, don't support me.
He's going to do a six-week like trial camp.
Yeah.
And then see how he feels. And if he wants to do it, he's going to come back. And if not, he's going to retire. So we're going to get a definite answer, it looks like, in
wow.
6 weeks.
6 weeks, and we'll know if George St. Pierre is coming back or retired. This is just a publicity stunt. Let's get real. We'll go around here and get some opinions on it. But come on, he's obviously coming back. Why even go into the news and talk about it? He's just getting the interest drummed up. Everyone's going to be excited. This is just the first in a few calculated moves. GSP is coming back, in my opinion. Tinkle, what do you think?
Yes, I also agree. If he was really worried about maybe if he, like, missed a step or got old overnight, he wouldn't be telling people that he's going to do a training camp. He'd keep it secret. He'd do it on his own, and then he'd be embarrassed by himself.
Yeah.
And wouldn't tell everybody. I mean, what happens if he comes back 6 weeks? What's he going to be like? It turns out I suck, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fight anymore. My
That's
bad.
It. I'm no longer the best fighter in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want him to come back.
Right? Did he retire before he was, like, his prime?
No, he was the champion, but look, here's the thing,
he
man.
He retired after a fucking bullshit win. It was kind of sweet, actually. He barely won, and he's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, he got beat up. It was the worst beating he ever took in a fight. Debatably lost the fight, and then he was like, fuck this. And what was happening was the sport of mixed martial arts was catching up to George St. Pierre. He was always the almost like a step or two ahead of everybody from a physical standpoint, athletic standpoint. Everything, he was just so much more on point. And then all the base fighter just ended up being so much better than it was 6-7 years ago, you know? Matt,
I just want to add, he never officially retired. That's like the whole...
Yeah, no,
that's why
it's
such big news.
He relinquished his belt.
Right.
Which, you know... But that's the other thing, you know? I've said this for a while. You got, you know, a couple guys in the UFC, DC Daniel Cormier, now Robbie Lawler, you know, paper champions. I'll say
Robbie
Lawler's
not a paper champion.
Paper
anymore.
Champion.
Not anymore, dude.
Paper champion.
Incorrect.
Paper champion.
You're a fucking moron.
Did he beat George St. Pierre? No.
No, he's beat everybody else.
Listen to me. I don't know anything about sports. What I learned was from that one scene in Rocky V where they were calling Tommy Gunn paper champion. Paper champion, he did not beat the best.
You're saying until he beats up George St. Pierre in an alleyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a street fight, a bare-knuckle street fight.
Yo, Tommy, I didn't hear no bell. Until I hear those words...
My fight's
not
champion.
Tommy, you knocked him down. Why don't you try to knock me down?
That's actually the first MMA fight. Was in the alley in that
we
in the movie.
We should get GSP on the show and have him reenact that scene. That'd be so cool. I wish I had that poll. Anyway, Allison, not a fan of the sport?
I just don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, okay. There are a bunch of fighters, cage fighters. You don't think it's hot, at least?
No, I mean, I'm aware of what MMA is. I just, like, don't know the specifics of what you guys are talking about.
It's the best sport in the world. Why watch sports where people are playing with balls and swinging bats and fucking...
I'm going to learn how to do it.
Yeah, you'd be a badass. I mean, it's fucking... It's not even a game. It's fighting. What, Maddie?
On a side note, a couple weeks back, Rory McDonald was doing like a Q&A or something, and he...
Hold on, Maddie, here's...
I'm sorry, I can't hear myself, so I don't know what's going
on. Last week he came in under... He didn't know what to fucking say. This week he's got four topics. It's one topic.
No, it's the same thing.
Let him go.
I'm adding on to
this. I'm proud of him.
Okay, good.
I wanted... Because we're talking about GSP coming back. Yeah, well then, shut up. Rory, Rory said when he comes back, he's not looking for the title. So now, I don't know if it was a slip of the tongue because... You know, he let the cat out of the bag, or if he just like said when he comes back, like by mistake. You know what I mean? Like, but he said when he comes back,
not if he.
He said when he comes back. And he's not looking for the title. He's gonna look for super fights only.
Yes, that's what he said. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, look, man, GSP is coming back. I'm excited about it. One of my favorite fighters. I've met the guy a couple times. And
when we met him when we were gonna do the podcast, he was getting a. That was such a great. We were going to interview Enzo Gracie, and so we're, like, waiting to interview him, and he comes over, he goes, hey, I forgot, guys, I have this, like, private lesson. If you guys want to stick around, you can watch. And then George St. Pierre comes in, and we're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, he was a private lesson.
Such a fucking tool, like he walked right by you, and you're like, hey, champ, and yeah. I was just so embarrassed.
Yeah, I called him
so
champ.
So embarrassed.
I wanted to smack him on the butt, but I didn't.
Did he not even look at you?
He's smaller in person.
Yeah, he's way smaller in person. I towered over him. I could have fucking taken his lunch money. Kidding?
In his spandex, you're gonna find his lunch money. In
his fucking, he's great, dude. I'm very excited if he comes back. All right, let's get some real ass questions before we continue to debate, Allison Klemp on the finer points of the injustices that women face in comedy.
Too.
What'd you say?
We can talk about other stuff too. Or
Nope. We are talking about this. We talked about MMA. We talked about my dog that you ignored and went to the bathroom for. Let's do some real ass questions because I got a bunch here. All right, Shelbo, I told you we got to cut that down. We need five less give me a fucking answers.
Yeah, it's
so it's so much time. We only have 90 minutes a show, okay? Well, we can't spend another 84 seconds with that, all right? Rob Gurr wants to know what's the worst lie you've ever told to have sex? This is out to the whole table.
Oh, I got a good one.
Okay. This dude, Scopo, he has a Rolodex of rapey lies that
he's
told.
I'm a comedian.
I was in Italy. I studied abroad, and I banged this chick one time, and then
abroad. Hey!
Jesus Christ. So then I didn't want to talk to her. But then I was drunk and saw her out like a month and a half later, or two months later. And she's like, why don't you never talk to me again? And I was like, oh, I had to go home. My grandma passed away. So I went home. I was like, I lied about my grandma passing away. I had to go back home to the United States. And I came back. And then she felt bad and I had sex with her.
That's a
pretty bad lie.
Good one.
That's pretty
Zach?
Good.
Twice in my life, I have faked a girl breaking up with me to fuck another girl. Like faked text messages where I just got broken up with, showed it to the girl I was trying to fucked her, and then the next day been like, it's crazy, we got back together. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I've done that twice. One time, actually, my buddy Josh, who's sitting here, watched me. I faked getting broken up with and then proposed to the girl, called, made an appointment at a 24-hour place where you get married.
Chapel?
Yeah, thank you. A chapel. Had sex with her and then called the place and canceled it.
All right, that's pretty much worse than mine.
Yeah, that's way worse than yours.
Christ. I made up a dead grandma. I thought I was going to get married.
Tinkle, anything?
Not just one lie. I mean, I'd say like the entire conversation to get a girl to fuck me is all pretty much one lie.
Yeah,
so I don't really.
I think if you have a one night stand with anybody, isn't it like you put your nobody's like completely honest about who they are when you first meet somebody, so you put up the best version of you. Like, you know, girls think that I fucking buy drinks and I'm fucking romantic and I hold doors. No, that's only the first day, mate. By day two or three, you're fucking, it's all gonna come crashing down. So it's all a lie.
Except for the girl I have now and the one before that, pretty much they all lasted 4 to 6 months, and that's because that initial horse shit lies, they figure out after 4 to 6 months that everything you said was bullshit and that you're not going on the road with Dave Chappelle or whatever you say to fucking, you know.
The person that you say you are, you should always assume the person you meet, whoever they say they are, they're like 3 or 4 points below as a human being, you know? Yeah. Allison, have you ever told a lie to get somebody in bed? I don't believe that. It's just not even, you don't need to. You're a woman.
I don't need to, but I can still lie. Lying's fun. I told the guy that I was into Mormon. I was interested in Mormonism. He was Mormon.
Yeah. You just said fuck it because I want to bang this Mormon guy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really need to because we were at a blackjack table in Vegas, so I think he wasn't like real Mormon, but
He said he saw the Book of Mormon.
I've told, I told lies after.
Yeah. I had a chick lie to me once. I told the story on the show before, but I'll give you the quick version. She pretended to have a British accent all night. But the whole night. You have a shitty British accent. They believed it?
I mean, I've done accents before, though.
I want to hear the British accent again, because it was really bad when I heard it before.
No, it was really bad.
I feel like I got a better British accent, you know?
Oh, you sound like you're from London.
All right. Yeah, I'm from London.
Hey,
all
right. Crikey.
So this girl pretended she had a British accent.
You both give me douche chills.
Yeah, she pretended she had a British accent all night. Then I fucked her. I took her virginity, actually. I took her virginity. She was like 19. And then at the end of it, she told me she was like, I'm really from Jersey. I'm not actually from England. So I had a girl who lived in like a 20-mile vicinity still that I took her virginity. I would have done it anyway.
Yeah.
But
did you at any point think her accent was horseshit?
No. She was ugly, but she was British. I thought she was like kind of cute. Yeah. I was like, oh, she's all right.
Cute for a British girl.
If you did kind of catch on, you'd still go with it just to fuck her.
But I feel like that's normal, though. I feel like a lot of people do that kind of
stuff.
You
know, like the glasses in that Roddy Roddy Piper movie, They Live? Like when he takes them off, like that's what I felt. As soon as she said her British accent disappeared, she turned into the monster that she really was.
That happens to me every time I come.
Yeah.
What did I do?
I have to get out.
I think it's awesome that Zach wears sunglasses every time he fucks somebody. It's great.
I pretend I'm blind every time. That's
great. Matthew Horowitz wants to know, did Forrest Gump contract AIDS from Jenny? Was their love child born addicted to heroin?
I worked at Bubba Gump's for 4 years.
So you have the inside information here. See, this is why we really had you here.
It was AIDS. It was never said explicitly, but it was definitely AIDS.
It been cancer, I thought.
Said she got sick, but it was definitely AIDS.
She's shooting heroin up and hooking.
It's undecided. She was already clean, I think, but she had the kid, so he doesn't. He's
but the kid would have AIDS.
Not necessarily.
I mean, today the drugs, I think it's a lot less likely they'll have AIDS today. Back in the fucking 90s.
It was 70s.
It hadn't necessarily like progressed. They didn't get this clear in it. Like if how much the HIV had infected her by the time she had the kid, you know what I mean? Because like sometimes it's dormant. Probably Forrest Gump has AIDS.
Forrest Gump has AIDS. He's a retard with AIDS.
Probably. I mean, they fucked. Who knows? Maybe. Maybe they used a condom. I don't know.
Well, no.
Well, they didn't because they have the kid.
Yeah, but after.
Right.
Just because you fuck once, you're not necessarily going to get it. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot harder for a girl to give it to a guy. It's really hard for a girl to give it to a guy.
Yeah, but if the baby probably had it at least.
Maybe, depending on where she
Little
was.
Little Haley Joel Osment has AIDS.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't have AIDS, but like he could see dead people, so he got a superpower from her AIDS.
Do you know how ugly he is now?
So,
by the way,
he's a little chunker, right?
He was
in the Entourage movie.
I have the Entourage movie now.
Yes, you do.
Wait, can I talk about that?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't give a shit.
And Tinkle gives me illegally burnt copies of like every movie.
I made you a fucking mixtape.
Yeah, a hard drive of every fucking movie.
So romantic.
Yeah.
Dude, he's really fucking good in the Entourage movie. He's such a dick.
Yeah, he's really great.
Shelby, can you pull up a picture of Haley Joel Osment now?
Yeah.
He just looks like somebody blew him up with like a bike pump, you know?
Yeah, he's weird. He's like a weird.
I saw him once in New York City, and I didn't recognize him. And then somebody was like, "That was Haley Joel Osment." I was like, "That's a fucking weird fat old guy."
Mm-hmm. He's pretty funny. He's been on podcasts and stuff, he's pretty funny. And I mean,
I didn't realize he does podcasts. Now I feel bad. We're probably not going to be able to get him.
Get him on.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's heard so many horrible things said about him. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you have to have a thick skin if you grow
really
up like
that. That's the other thing. It's like, you know, we deal with that all the time. We talked about Reddit and the hate mail. We're going to go back to the hate mail segment today, which will be fun. Maybe we should let Allison read the hate mail for me. That'd be a fun thing. We let the guests read the hate mail. I don't know.
When's B coming on for that? That was a good one.
She's going to have her own segment.
Every it's episode. Just her personal hate letters for me specifically.
Like B's Corner.
Yeah, so you have to have a thick skin, obviously. We do this thing. Have you had to deal with a lot of people saying horrible shit?
Yeah, look at your comments.
Well, I'm saying it's after this show, it's going to get weird. No, I'm kidding. You're fine. You're not.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
most
it
hateable.
Happens.
We've had way more hateable girls on our show.
Well, yeah, Caitlin's been on your show.
You know what's weird? On this show, they ended up kind of liking her a
little
bit.
Yeah, she has that. I don't know how she does that.
You know what it is? She laughs at herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a problem with hot chicks in general. I think it's you're just not used to being the butt of the joke. So I think she's developed a very thick skin because she works with Sherrod and Kurt in Race Wars. And she's just used to being the butt of the joke.
She also used to have
sex
for money.
Yeah.
That'll give you a thick skin, I think. I don't know. I also I grew into my looks. I was never the hot girl ever until recently, so that's a weird thing too.
Well, you're not the hot girl.
Or yeah, a
let's
hot
go.
Girl.
Dude, that
a
I,
hot
dude,
girl.
I just saw the fucking YouTube thing explode over there. Yeah. Dude, the laptop is on fire.
Here's the thing is that because of how many men scream sexual things at me constantly, I'm aware that I'm a sexually desirable person. That's the whole point of this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Is that, you know what I mean? I've had a guy scream at me at 9 a.m, I want to fuck you. So, out of his car while I was walking down the street.
He was talking to his vodka bottle.
So, you know what I mean? So,
I think the
for me to be do people want to fuck me would be retarded.
I think
because,
the women's burden is here's what it is, right? And because I get this all the time,
not
right?
All people.
I've had girls this week, I mean multiple times, pinch my ass and my dick. Okay, just
damn
comedians, girls after shows, just women are fucking animals. Okay, they really, I mean, literally two separate occasions in the past
We're
week
all
this has
animals,
happened.
Lewis.
Okay. Here's the deal.
That's aggressive. I'm just picturing them pinching your dick really hard.
Not hard,
but you never have to worry about a woman physically overpowering you.
You're right. No, but this is exactly the point. I think the women, the problem, the plight of the woman is that she really feels intimidated by that, whereas I just felt I'm fucking awesome. You know, I want high fives and dude, look, this chick just grabbed my dick, and a woman feels very what the fuck, you know? And I think we have a hard time wrapping our head around that and putting it, you know, from that perspective, because we always go, oh, boo hoo, you got hit on. I understand it. Look, dude, I remember one time I was walking my dog through the hood, and a bunch of dudes had pit bulls with them. And I remember just feeling very weak. These guys could come over with their pit bulls. These fucking, you know, tough ass black guys, really big guys. They could beat my ass. They could fucking have their dog kill my dog. And I can't do shit about it. And that's how you would feel if me and you were in an elevator alone together, if you didn't know me. You would just feel like that type of intimidation because I look like a fucking.
Not if we were in an elevator, but if you were following me down the street.
Right.
Yes, which does happen.
Well,
a lot.
Saying in more extreme case, there are women who would feel that way if they got stuck in an elevator
sure,
with me.
Probably.
A big Hispanic guy.
Yeah,
fucking tattoos, you know.
Sure, but literally, I'm saying like men have followed me down the street in moving vans and just walking, following me down the street, constantly berating me. So that is threatening.
Why are you showing off your smile though?
Well, you know, that was the problem, is that I wasn't smiling and I should have been.
Yeah.
Just help him move the couch in.
No, you go in first. You go in first. I forgot what we were talking
about. Size 14.
We're talking about something else. I went off topic.
I don't know. It's okay.
I'm too high.
No, I like it.
I feel like I had something good to say though, and I don't remember.
You're doing so good, Allison.
Oh my god!
You got a little bit upset before when we were shitting on your Facebook post, but beyond that, you're
fine. No, it's fine though. It's fine. I'm fine with it. It was a heated discussion.
It was. Do we have any hate mail today, Shelbo? Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be for me. Is that a new hate mail segment song?
You've got mail.
You've got.
Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez?
You've got.
Why do you hate Luis J. Gomez?
You've got.
Tell me why do you hate.
Well, that's a great word to use when describing him. He's very childish in the way he lives his life. Also, his views towards women are archaic. We didn't agree with their horrible viewpoints on women and sex in society.
Saying he's not a great father?
I mean, if I was going to flip a coin, I would say yes.
I let my haters be my motivators.
Hey, Shelb.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? What do we got going on today? Is it all for me today?
It is all for you today.
All for me, okay. I've been, listen, I feel good today. Nothing bad has happened yet today. I'm not going to let this affect me today.
Apparently, Artie Lang had an appearance on Legion of Skanks. And
one of my favorite guests. I feel like me and Artie connected. I feel like he tweeted at me afterwards being like, dude, you're so funny. Love being on the show. Would love to come back on. There's nothing bad that they could say about that show. I feel like it was a perfect performance on my end.
Let's hear the people.
Now, please ruin it.
This person says it was super important for him to interrupt people trying to be funny just so he could awkwardly bitch at his producers.
I do that, yes.
If you paid attention to the video podcast, you could clearly see the look on Artie's face when he was starting to get annoyed. Really? You're just going to do this right now and step on my jokes just so you can yell at your producers? He was just too polite to say it. Due to the autistic tendencies he displayed last night, he's definitely earned the nickname the Puerto Rican Opie.
Puerto Rican Opie.
Oh, shit.
That's a diss in that world. Is that a diss in that world?
I think it is.
I have nothing but respect for Opie.
Yeah, because like him calling you autistic was a compliment, and then he said the Opie thing, and I think that's, for those people, I think that's not nice.
Puerto Rican
like,
Opie.
I feel like probably just Artie's pills are wearing off.
Yeah.
That's probably why he looked
annoyed. He was a little, he was fucking, he was edgy. He needed some more drugs.
Yeah, that's all. He's done a lot of drugs.
Is that true? Did you watch it, Shelby?
I did not check it, but I'm going to have to side with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Shelby. Yeah. I like blind loyalty.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one awesome. Of my favorite qualities in a person is them being blindly loyal to me.
Same.
Thank you very much.
And how does this segment work? So if we get hate mail, they have to read it?
Yeah, we collect some hate mail over a few weeks, and then you'll get some, Tinkle.
I would like the option of I never want that read.
No, that's we're going to do Tinkle's hate mail next week.
No, you're just going to filter it, and I'll just have a bad, if I have a bad day or I fucking relapse, I'll just read it all in there.
Okay, anything else, Shelbs?
Says Luis J. Gomez is a bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nothing worse than having to listen to someone unfunny whine about why they aren't successful and can't get any good gigs.
I brag about being successful all the time. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Signed, Chris Tinkle.
Hold on, I have to open for Lewis now.
BRB. Gotta go do 20. Fuck. Right. Eat my free chicken.
See, with this guy, though, he definitely listened to last week's podcast where you went off on Stand Up New York. So he listened to the whole podcast.
I know.
And then bitched.
I know.
Yeah, see, yeah, it always comes across like sour. I knew exactly what you were saying, but like it always comes across like sour grapes if you have that.
Look, I call myself the Howard Stern of MMA radio before, and I stand by that. And it's, once again, why do people listen? Because they love me and because they hate me. People feel very strongly about me, okay? If you love Luis J. Gomez, you fucking will fight to the death for me. If you hate me, you might try to kill me. So, Shelbs, go ahead.
What is with Luis J. Gomez and his obsession with weekly fan mail bits? We had to suffer.
Dude, did Beaches write all of these? I think Beaches wrote all of these.
Dude, we got an hour and a half to fill. We need some time right here.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit.
Go ahead.
We had to suffer through months of his stubbornness on Legion of Skanks, and now this will no doubt drag on way past the point everyone but Lewis recognizes what a horrible idea it is. Reading this shitty email on the show will only prove my point.
Okay. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah.
I think you proved yourself wrong, sir.
I think you opened up strong.
That was a great opener.
That was good, man. That was is that it? That's all my hate mail?
Oh, we have one more. I want a divorce.
Yeah. We were never married. Everyone
first?
Knows that.
Fuck. Yeah.
Everyone knows that, Zachy.
You're Puerto Rican married.
Yeah. With a baby.
I let your dog out.
I know, right?
So, Allison, what do you got going on? Anything to promote coming up?
I am on a show at the Stand on the 10th, I think, with the New York Comedy Festival. So that's
nice.
Exciting.
A little festival o'clock. Show.
A little festy show.
What type of show is it?
I think it's stand-up comedy.
All right. I just wonder if it was a theme or if it was a fucking special
I'm
show.
I'm not sure.
Just something. That's fucking good, man. I think a lot of girls they get a lot of heat when they come on to the shows. Because it's like a 99% like guy
four
audience.
Four of you yelling at me.
I didn't yell at you at all. I just think...
I yell at every girl.
Disagreeing with...
Yeah, we just disagree on certain things.
Which is fine, but...
But that's okay. I think you need to have... You can't have somebody come on a show if they just agree with everything that you
show.
Say. 100%.
Because you guys are all just circle-jerking each other. Somebody has to say something.
Exactly.
Right?
You know,
you just shit on him for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's true. They have no respect for me. That's no.
But then when it's me, then it's everybody. I'm fine with it. It's fine. I'm just saying.
Well, that was. It wasn't like we just fucking did it.
No, that's what I mean.
Blindly, we listened to what you had to say, and then we realized that it was horseshit.
Cool.
And then,
yeah. Saying. It is like me talking to four people, and like, you know what I mean. That's all it is.
Of course, of course. Tinkle, anything coming up you want to promote, buddy?
You can check out my Twitter. I got some shows coming up this month, and buy my album on. I should be plugging that more. Buy my newest album on iTunes and shit.
That's fun. What's it called?
Maybe I don't feel like smiling.
Yeah, maybe I don't feel like smiling. Tinkle's album is great, dude. He's got two
albums
out.
Maybe I don't feel like smiling.
That's actually what women say.
Yeah.
Did you take it from the women?
No, I did not take it from the women.
That's their thing. Maybe they don't feel like smiling.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes they do.
Okay.
Yeah, force out of them.
I want to really quickly, I want to plug this this fucking chick who made this hat for me.
I was going to comment on that.
Yeah, it's Addie's Hatties. She has, go to addieshatties.com, A-D-D-I-E-S, Hatties, H-A-T-T-I-E-S.com. She does custom made, this is like hand painted with like this crazy, like, I don't know. It's fucking cool, man. It's a, it's
oh,
a,
the,
the Legion of Skanks Likeability Olympics with a Puerto Rican rattlesnake on the side. We got the Legion of Skanks logo on the back, and then on the underbrim, some more Legion of Skanks logos and shit. And it's such a cool hat, man. I posted a picture of it on Instagram, but she's super fucking talented. I love shit like this. And like, literally any of that type of shit, if you guys want to send us, like...
What, free stuff?
I love shit that's custom made for me.
Yeah, 100%.
Why weird not? Like that.
No, and I'll plug your shit. If you guys want to send me any shit, gifts, presents, Christmas is coming up, Hanukkah, whatever you want. Send me 8 presents.
Yeah.
How about that? Right, Dave? The address here is, what is it, Shelbs?
Just Google Stand Up New York.
No, no, we're not going to make them do an extra step. I'll fucking... 239 West 78th Street, New York, New York.
My need is a code.
Here we go. Fuck.
Someone's going to send you.
I thought somebody had it.
Dead rat.
10024. That's 236. Not even 239, Dave. Go fuck yourself. It's 236 West 78th Street, New York, New York, 10024. 236 West 78th Street, New York, New York, 10024. Care of the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Stand Up New York Comedy Club. And send us your shit. And
I actually got to thank two people for sending shit. Keith Sierra Mello.
Yeah, dude.
Did an awesome pastel drawing.
Do you have that, Shelby?
And sent it to us. He's a tattoo artist. You can follow him. Tattoos by Keith. Super, super talented dude. He's got a tattoo shop in Oceanside, New York. And then a fan named Mark Rothe, R-O-T-H-E, sent me personalized notebooks to write in.
Yeah.
And sent me some old-timey wrestling promo stuff. Super cool fan of the show, and thank you, dude.
Yeah, dude. That, I mean, listen to me, man. I love that shit. We've gotten a bunch of stuff at Legion of Skanks. They're like 1,000 MMA figures. Just like tons of cool price. If you want to send drugs, this isn't my personal address, so we can take edibles and drugs here as well. Right, Shelb?
Yeah.
Thank you. What'd you say?
Unless you're a cop.
Yeah, if you're the police, this is just satire. That's what I did when I was in Nevada. I was looking for weed in the streets, and I was doing a Periscope called Weed Hunt. And people were like, dude, you're going to get arrested. Like, you have a location saying you're trying to buy weed. And I was like, no, it's a fucking, it's a gag. It's a show. I'm not really asking stranger meth heads for weed.
Until you bought weed.
Wait, where were you? Montreal?
You are crazy like that, dude. I remember in fucking San Francisco in the fucking Tenderloin, he went to his little place, your hotel.
It was like in the most ghetto area.
The worst neighborhood in that. But it was like 2 in the morning, and I remember you texted me and said, I'm going to go try to find weed. And I was like, dude,
don't.
Absolutely not. And like a half hour later, you sent me a photo of you smoking a joint.
Yeah. Yeah, they're more than willing to sell you drugs in ghetto areas.
But it was rough, though, at first, all right?
Wasn't it weird? Here's the thing. The Tenderloin, particularly, it is really ghetto, but they're like...
It's not as bad as it used to be.
Straight up, like, fucking drug addicts.
Yeah.
So I can beat up most drug addicts. You know what I'm saying? They're that's not true. Like I can see if it was like, I'm not joined by steroids at a fucking MMA gym. Like, I'm going into with these weird homeless people that are dying, and I could just fucking run circles around them and just punch them in the head. So
a homeless person in the Tenderloin stole my cell phone when I was.
She'd have just fucking grabbed her by her hair.
Well, we tracked it down to like a soup kitchen line, and I could like hear my phone. I was like playing the sound, and I was with my brother. He was like, "Do not get out of this car." And I was like, "I can fucking take my pepper spray, whatever." Yeah. He's like, "Do not." He's like, "There was a line around the corner of crazy homeless people." He was like, "Do not get out of this car."
They're not going to all jump you together. It's not like all homeless people are banded together. You take that guy out, then
if homeless people could get shit done, they'd have homes.
Yeah, exactly. They look at it as you're taking out their competition, so now there's one less guy asking for change on his fucking corner.
More soup for me, motherfucker.
Exactly.
The only reason I didn't get out was my sister-in-law was in the back seat. Otherwise, I would have gotten stabbed, probably.
Yeah. I said go for it. I did, and I did. You're right, I did go for it. I'm always the guy that will find weed in whatever area that I'm in. And now I turn it into my Periscope show. Lewiscope, guys, follow me on Periscope, too. That's my new thing. Zach, anything coming up?
Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at ZachIsNotFunny.
Follow me at Chris Scopo. Go to my website, chrisscopo.com. Check it out.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And I got some more dates coming up. The first week of January, January 6th through 9th, I'm going to be up at the new comics at Mohegan Sun, doing a couple feature dates for the Pitbull of comedy.
Bobby Slayton.
Bobby Slayton, yeah.
Hey, how's that poll doing?
Oh, yeah, let's check the poll. Good idea. Good fucking idea. Let's see. Who has it harder in comedy? Right now, women at 58%, men at 42%. Women have it harder in comedy.
It's been decided. We win because we lose.
On the Real Ass Podcast.
We lose, but we win.
All right, we're out of here. Guys, thank you so much. Luis J. Gomez on Twitter. Check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.